Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We're back with Lainey Dolphin. Her books, Have a Great Dream, books 1 and 2. Websites, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's all up there at coasttocoastam.com. Why do we have nightmares in the first place, Lainey? What's the impetus for that?
Well, all the dreams, whether they're nightmares or not, are triggered at the first level by something that you either thought about yesterday or something that happened to you yesterday. And once you uncover what is the situation that you're discussing with yourself in the dream, each and every time, and I'm about to give you some examples to prove the point, once you understand what the situation is, you find every time a perfect mirror. And this is why I became so obsessed about getting this information out to the general public, because it's shocking, the information that we wake up with every single morning. And I developed, which I believe you know because we've been together, actually this is the sixth time that you and I have had a conversation.
That's right.
I just love getting on the air with you. But I developed 6 points of entry that anybody can learn and use to uncover why you had that dream last night. They are the feelings, the action, the symbols, the play on words or puns, because we use them constantly in our sleep like we do in our waking life, the repetition, and the plot. And so I've got some examples that I can give you so that everybody understands exactly what I'm doing.
Please, go ahead.
Okay, so this dream is an example of the feelings, the action, and the symbols. It's a single parent of a 5-year-old son who is on the spectrum, and she dreams that they're at a carnival on a merry-go-round with people that she doesn't recognize. And the scene changes. They're in an arcade, and he has to go to the washroom. So she takes him to the ladies' room and turns around and realizes her son is gone.
Oh,
he's
geez.
Been kidnapped.
Oh.
And she feels like she knows he's been kidnapped because she noticed a tattooed man hanging around outside the washroom. So she finishes by saying that at first she's trying to find money to pay a ransom, but then she's trying to call the police. So when you hear a dream, you can take any one of the 6 points of entry that you feel attracted to, and all of them work. It doesn't matter which one you choose. They all get you somewhere.
Are they all equally significant, too?
They are.
Okay.
But it depends what grabs your attention. And for me, it was the feeling. So I asked her, how did you feel? And she said, I went from being a bit uncomfortable to being in a panic. And my next question is always going to be, what situation in your waking life this week is making you feel in a similar way, that you started out by feeling a bit uncomfortable, and now you're finding yourself in a panic? And it's because she was offered a job in another state, and she said that if I was going to move and have a new life with my son, now would be a good time to do it. But at her home, her parents live just a few blocks away, and he's on the spectrum, and her parents are always available to help. So while she's talking, I'm already tapped into the symbol of the carousel that's going around, because she can't make up her mind about which way to turn, whether she should move or whether she should stay home closer to the family, and also how she says that she's going around this carousel with people that she doesn't recognize, and if she moves to another state, that's exactly what's going to happen. She's going to be surrounded by people who are strangers to her. And when I asked her about any associations to tattoos, she said that tattoos remind her of gang members. And so the thing about gang members is that they stick together.
Mm-hmm.
You could say what you want about a gang, but you know they're sticking together. So she's using that image of tattoos and gang members because she's trying to make a decision. Is she going to stay home close to her parents, which is her gang, the family, or is she going to move away? And my next question was, are you the style of person who's talking about this with other people? And she said, no, I have a tendency to hold things in. So this nightmare, this is the main thing I got to say, this nightmare created a plot in which she had no alternative but to call for the police. So she calls out for help, and the reason it's a rehearsal to share your feelings, talk about what's bothering you in your waking life, and the way that she gets encouraged is by the plot, by the scenario that this woman creates in her dream. It helps her reach forward to ask for help. What do you think?
I love it. I love it. And is there a solution, in your opinion, Lainey, in every dream?
Everyone.
It's there.
Quiet.
You just have to find it.
Everyone. There's always a nugget there. You just have to know how to look.
Right. Right. And that's where you come in, of course. Can people do it for themselves sometimes, too?
Absolutely. Let me give you a two-second dream that I just got a few days ago that I absolutely love.
A two-second dream?
Well, okay, less than a minute.
All right.
It's a woman who dreams she's in a separated space from her husband, and they have an argument, and the dream, he starts whipping her with a manual saw. Okay?
Jeez.
This is an example of play on words and puns. She said she felt afraid, but mostly she was so confused and she didn't understand, what the heck? Why is he whipping her with a manual saw? And in fact, they were separating, and it was all about her discovery, which was a text that she saw, a conversation that he had with his friend saying that the only reason he married her was to obtain a green card.
Wow.
So she was hurt by what she saw, and she has him in the dream whipping her with a manual saw. You see what I mean? It's a perfect mirror each and every time. I mean, I would have never known that. That was the dreamer who gave it to me.
What is it about the brain or the subconscious mind or the conscious mind that creates that kind of story that way?
I love it, and it's got a sense of humor that to use a saw even in that way, when you think about what she saw when she read the text, it's really a very well done way of grabbing your attention. And her unconscious did succeed because that, like, the relationship is over. There's no question about that.
Over our previous five interviews, now our sixth, I may have mentioned this to you, but I'll do it again so you can do a quick interpretation for me. It has to do with me. It is my recurring nightmare that has since stopped, and I'll tell you what I did to make it stop. But
good.
I went to the University of Detroit. My dad wanted me to become a dentist. I wanted to be a broadcaster. I did pre-dent for 2 years, switched my major into broadcasting, aced all my courses. He got the report card, thought there was a mistake, called me into the living room and said, you know, we got the wrong report card. And I said, no, Dad, I switched my major into broadcasting. He wouldn't talk to me for 2 months, Lainey. And then one day he saw my name pop up. I was 19 when I got my first job in broadcasting. He saw my name pop up on a television screen as a rolling credits. And he said, was that you? And I said, yeah, that was me. And he loved it ever since. Now the dream. I'm working full-time at a radio station. I'm 21 years old. And I had to switch all my college classes to nighttime because I was working during the day. And I did that as a promise to my father to get my bachelor's degree in broadcast journalism in 4 years. Had I not done that, it would have taken me 6 or 7 years. And so I still maintained a full curriculum of classes. I needed 128 credit hours to graduate. I got 128 credit hours, got my diploma, and everything was good. Now here's the dream. I would wake up in a sweat that I had 127 credit hours and didn't graduate. And this happened for a couple of years. I would have this recurring dream. It drove me nuts. One day, to solve this problem, I got my college diploma from the University of Detroit and put it on the table next to my bed so it would be the first thing I would see when I would wake up. It was right by the alarm clock.
But so, I just want to interject here
that
when you would have that recurring dream, it actually wasn't about school at all. It was about that how you felt in some totally other situation. And each time you have the dream, it's probably about something completely different. But in each every time, you feel like you're almost there, but not quite.
Coming up a little short.
You want to have a discussion with somebody, and you say what you think you say, most of what you want to say, but you don't really get across to the person. Then you might have a dream where you have 127 credits.
Now, the dreams stop, though, after a few weeks of looking at that diploma every morning.
Oh, that's great. Now, you just gave us a stunning example of Carl Jung's active imagination.
Really?
That's exactly what you did. You changed your mind, and you gave yourself a reminder that you are worth 128 credits. You pass.
Yep, and there it was to prove it.
So smart. Wow.
Every morning. And it went away, Lane. I haven't had this dream in 30, 40 years.
No kidding. Well, good for you. Bravo.
My gosh. But interesting. But would you call that a nightmare, what I was going through?
Absolutely, I would. That's why I'm saying that during the period of time that you use an image like that, saying or thinking that it's actually is about school is not opening the doors wide enough. You want to open up the metaphor so that you could realize that you use that in some situation where you don't feel quite there, not quite there. And hopefully it helps you talk about whatever it is that you're feeling unfinished about. Unfinished, that's the right word.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.